Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How to Succeed in Business by Paying It Forward to Customers. And I just want to back up a little bit and say, recently I saw on LinkedIn where someone was advertising that he was looking for guests on his show. Then he told me that his format is to ask questions, that what he wants to do is to solve problems for his listeners, to help them solve their problems. But now, one thing I noticed, where I'm using a platform to do my radio show, my internet radio show, he does his through Skype, and actually on this platform, you can call in through Skype because it's a better quality than calling in on the phone. And I archive all my shows here, and I link them to Spotify, to TuneIn, to iTunes, to all the other sources that every other podcaster uses. And I've noticed when I've listened back that my shows have a good quality. But he started telling me, oh, I don't get the good quality if someone calls in and I've got all these listeners all around the world and I want to give them good quality. So you have to go out and invest $100 in a microphone to use to do your podcast. And I just get the feeling that the guy is overinflated. Because if you're using this as a way to market you and your business, you don't need to invite guests on. You need to be doing what I'm doing, which is a whole show around the subject that you're helping people understand whether it's to live a better quality of life or whether it's to improve their business savvy. So let's get going here. There is only one boss, the customer, and he can fire everybody in the company from the chairman on down simply by spending his money somewhere else, said Sam Walton. And if you think about it and you think about Walmart and how Walmart started as a rural store, as a big box store, and then how it grew from there. Succeed in business by giving love to your customers. What does that mean? That means that when you are dealing with your customers, you want to give them the best value for what they're paying for. You want to over-deliver on what you promised them. Why? Because you want to develop a relationship with them. You want to develop the kind of relationship that they know that when they need something, that you're already the authority and that you know exactly what you're talking about and can give them the best of your knowledge to help them. If you were reading an article 20 years ago, it more than likely would have been printed on a newspaper or a magazine. Thanks to technology, we're able to bring our ideas directly to the tablet, smartphone, or desktop computer. Just about any information we want is now only a click or finger swipe away. In many ways, technology has undercut the need for face-to-face business transactions. And in the always online culture of today, customers are savvier and hold companies to higher standards than ever before. What that means is, like, you can use Zoom, which is a video platform that you can interview people with, that you can have a going back and forth. And let me tell you, the quality of what you're getting when you videotape and audio tape someone on that platform, they don't need to get an external high-priced microphone. In fact, I was interviewed for someone for their TV show using Zoom. So as you see, today, technology really influences how we do business in every marketplace. It has changed. Literally, this is what has affected and helped us to become a global environment of business today, that you can live in one part of the world and work with someone totally in a different continent. As a result, business leaders need to be able to meet the speed and access expectations of modern consumers. Traditional business models must evolve to a position beyond modern standards to be significant in the marketplace. So how can business differentiate themselves? By embracing the pay it forward business model and putting the needs of customers first. Always, when you've gone into a retail store, what has happened? The customer comes first. If you have a product that does not meet your standards, you can automatically send it back. You can do business online and buy your products online just as easily as go into a store. Putting others before yourself. Service leadership is the pillar of my business philosophy, and it was a foundational pillar in the life of Zig Ziglar. Ziglar famously said, "You can have everything if you want it in life, if you will just help enough other people to get what they want." Guess what? When you give, more comes back to you. You notice that in churches, what do? They ask for tithes. And why do members give tithes? One reason, and one reason only. Because they're convinced that when they give tithes, they will come back to them tenfold. And I can remember attending a New Year's Eve service with a friend of mine, and they were asking for tithes because I think it was 1997 at the time, and they were asking for $97 from each member. And do you know that a lot of people gave not only $97 but a lot more money? But then about midway through the service, he also said, "We are X amount of dollars away from $5,000. All you each need to do is give another $10. And people actually opened up their pocketbooks. So, you know, when you believe it comes back to you, you're more willing to open up and give and help someone else. Another thing, it's also a attitude that people have about helping someone else who is in need. The problem is that because so many people have forgotten that a lot of the people that are homeless are mentally ill, not because they're alcoholics, and not because they're drug addicts or they are on the street, but because they lost a job or they couldn't hold a job or they don't take their medication right and therefore they can't function. And when they can't function, they can't hold a job to earn the income to pay the bills. And they either that or they're on disability and they've had someone who is their manager of their money who is literally stolen from them. I adopted this mantra at one of the lowest points in my life. When I was in my early 20s, I had no job, no money, no direction, and a child on the way. I found myself at a garage sale, haggling over the price of baby clothes. When the wheeling and dealing was done, I ended up buying $8 worth of clothes and got him to throw in a free cassette tape with Zig Ziglar written on it. I thought Zig Ziglar sounded like a great name of a metal band. While I was not able to headbang to the wisdom of Mr. Ziglar, that cassette forever changed my life. It transformed my personal journey and helped me crawl out my hole. Think about it. Not only Zig Ziglar, but you've got Tony Robbins, and you've got Ogmandino, and you have Bill. Wait a minute. You got Brian Tracy. There's a lot of programs out there today. And I can remember 10, 15 years ago going to success seminars where Zig Ziglar and many other motivational speakers would get up there and speak, and people would take a day off from work just to listen to them. Whereas today, all you have to do is go on their website. And when you go on their website, they have all their audio programs that you can download. They have all their ebooks that you can download. They have programs that you can purchase and work on from home at your convenience. And because everything is digitized today, you can put it on your smartphone or your iPad or anything. And you can listen to it almost any time of the day while you're working or doing something. So that, don't we always want to hear something? Don't we, when we're running and we got our headsets on, or exercising, don't we want to get motivated? Today, everything has changed in how you get your information. It also inspired me to devote my life to helping others get what they want. I have been incredibly fortunate to achieve success both personally and professionally, because I have applied this pay it forward mindset to every facet of my life. Three ways to create a pay it forward mindset. As Zig Ziglar reassured me many years ago when I first listened to his cassettes, success should be breaking in your favor if you help others get what they want. That is easy to say, but how can business leaders put this wisdom into practice? I recommend three steps to get started. Disrupt the status quo. If all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you? This common hypothetical holds merit in business. It is easy to mimic competitors and copy the practices of successful businesses, but you gain a stronger edge by blazing your own path. The word no is fairly ubiquitous in the dry cleaning industry. We are not responsible for lost items, no extra buttons available, no same-day orders. When I opened my own dry cleaning business, we challenged the culture of no. In fact, my business offers to sew buttons on for free. If we ruin a piece of clothing, we replace it for free of charge. The word free is posted at least 11 times inside the store. And here's another thing to think about. When you post your mission, what has happened is you were telling people that you are willing to give more value than what you're charging. And in this case, the dry cleaners, what did they do? They were offering to sew buttons on if they were loose. They were willing to replace a piece of clothing if they ruined it. So why would you go to some other cleaners when you got better value from this one? This is a concept of what we mean by pay it forward. And customers appreciate our commitment to their comfort. In 5 years of business, I know of only one client who appropriately took advantage of our generosity. Look at some of the mere prevalent practices in your industry and try to figure out a way to differentiate your business by paying it forward to your users. And what you're also doing here is looking at how you can build and create a niche for you and your business, because the best thing you can do is you can look at the industry you're interested in going into. Once you look at it, look at what market each company is targeting. Then you even key it down even smaller to say, what market is not being reached, and how can I turn around and fit that market? Because what you've done here is you've narrowed it down to each level that you've gone 1, 2, and 3. And in doing 1, 2, and 3, what have you found out? You found out there are people that need to be served. And I've used this story before, but I'm going to use it again. I have a friend that I knew when I would go to the gym, and we became very close. And what I found was she had an office that she had a partner in. And after a few years, she decided to close that down. And instead of having her patients come to her, she would go to her patients, because there was a market of people who were homebound that needed chiropractors. And she found by eliminating the overhead and working out of her home, she had the same profit as she had when she had an office and people came to her. Plus, she was splitting the cost in the office, but she still had to pay the rent. She still had to pay the electricity. She still had to pay the girl in the office, the secretary in the office, the administrative assistant. So see, all she did was cut all of that out, cut down her overhead, and what she was able to do was take a tax advantage from working from home. So that's another avenue that you can look at, is what niche is out there that needs you, that you can meet their needs while still working from home. Flip the script. If a customer has a problem, address the issue ASAP with a few questions as possible. The most powerful form of advertising is word of mouth, and businesses that maintain a great reputation and reliable product are rewarded with customer loyalty. Considering the 66% of the United States consumers spend more on brands to which they are loyal, resolving the customer problems in timely manner is a no-brainer. I own another company that provides labor to the automobile auction industry. On the rare occasion that one of my employees has damaged a vehicle, we pay for it. The company pays out about $250,000 in damages annually. The cost might seem high and far from ideal, but the company has made $6 million in revenue annually over the past 15 years. Our excellence and our strong performance is directly correlated to our consistent standard of excellent customer service and flipping the script to pay it forward. Do something that makes the competition cringe in your industry, and your business will prosper. Do you understand that what we're doing here is we're talking about how you go far and above the expectations of your customers? And when you do so, they are more willing to help you and be loyal to you. Because you know what? There's a lot of competition. And people are going to look for how they can get more for their dollar than they spend. Why is that? Because the value of the dollar keeps going down. In fact, I was listening to a show today, and what did they say? The value of the dollar has gone down 14% in the past year. And when you think about how much you get for a dollar, you want the best value that you can get. And how do you do that? How do you get your opportunity to reach the people that you truly want to reach and still offer the best quality for the buck? Find their pain points. When a business offers a product or service that addresses your most pressing need, it is a win-win. Your problem has been solved, and the business has created a lifelong customer. Customers want to do business with companies that address their needs and solve their problems, as opposed to a business solely focused on making a profit. To truly maximize this strategy, pay attention to your timing. Urgency is key. Customers are more likely to spend money when a product or service solves an urgent need. Consider opening your sales cycle to accommodate the troubling pain points of your customers. There is a reason HVAC repairmen and plumbers offer 24-hour service. Do not overlook your power of paying it forward. With the time and the talents of your business as a way to ensure customer loyalty. And do not mistake kindness in business for weakness. The bigger and more profitable your business becomes, the more risk you assume from customers trying to take advantage of your generosity, and set parameters and implement a clear process to ensure you have defined your boundaries. And why is it important to understand where you're coming from and how to define your boundaries? Why not look at a sales funnel? Why is that important to understand? Because what you are doing is looking at a sales funnel as a way to build and expand and give your business the opportunity to grow. And growing is something that you initially want to do with your business. And I'm going to quickly go through in the last minute or so, or last couple of minutes, what a sales funnel looks like. The first thing is your initial contact, your first email, call, meeting, or other contact with the lead. Your qualification. When you're determined to lead, serious and capable, making the purchase, then you develop a solution. And what is this solution for? It's to create the opportunity to build and expand at a much faster pace. Why? Because you know what? If you understand how to give more to your customers and develop a solution for them that no one else has come up with, then they will be loyal to you. And how do you present to them? When you've scheduled a full sales presentation, be it a demo or a written proposal, you want to present yourself in a way that they feel that they can come to you and ask you a solution to a problem before you even have the product. Because you know what? If they have a problem and you know the answer, you can create something that shows them that you're an innovator, not just a solution solver. And it helps build them and bring them to you. The next stage is evaluation. When you address customer concerns about the product, then it's a negotiation. When you negotiate price and other details, and the final stage is closing. When the purchase is made or a contract is signed. Why is understanding all of this important? Because you know what? When you have created and shown them that you have a real interest in their problem and you're willing to give them solutions in addition to knowing and showing them that the biggest thing that you can do is be willing to pay it forward to them, to go far above what they've paid you. The idea being, guess what? When you have created a business relationship with someone, that they can come to you with a problem that, and you know the answer, or you tell them you can find the answer for them and not charge them anything extra, then you know what? Then what you've done is create a customer for life. And word of mouth advertising is also very important, because if you have to advertise in media, such as newspapers and television, it's far more expensive than if you use word of mouth advertising. If you have a website and you have loyal customers, create an affiliate program. Create an opportunity for them to earn extra money when their friends purchase from you and they earn a commission. Because guess what? This increases their ability or their desire to help want to build your business. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for both individual and group coaching, and we can work with you one-on-one to help you put together a strategy to build a successful business.